From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia plans to host a Syrian peace congress to press a diplomatic solution to the nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. The leaders of the three countries met Wednesday in Sochi, 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad there. Mr. Putin said they agreed to enter what he called a real political process of settlement and assist in post-war reconstruction. A date for the meeting hasn't been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said the participants are hardly examples of good governance.
Iran is an authoritarian, radically Islamic state. Russia used to be a communist state, and now it's very authoritarian. And unfortunately, Turkey, which used to be under Kemal Atatürk and his successors, moving towards some version of democracy and some version of capitalism, is also moving in the wrong direction. So if these are the winners, then problems are going to continue to mount in the Middle East.
The next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, members of the opposition reportedly will demand Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in as president, following Tuesday's resignation of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. He addressed thousands of supporters.
The people have spoken. You yourself said, if the people say I must step down, you shall comply. This is the time to comply.
Mnangagwa said, we are witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy. His dismissal 2 weeks ago triggered a military takeover, leading to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. This is VOA News.